You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Okay.
I'm always confident, man.
You know what?
No doubt about it.
Even Cher knows.
Apparently not.
All right, let's go to the phones. That was good stuff. Let's get a lot of calls in here. Time's yours in a few minutes. I'm curious if we're going to get any calls on John having a girlfriend. Got some calls on Friday and time's yours to John having a new gal.
Breaking news?
Friday, breaking news.
Hi, this is the news.
But it's not Devin. It's just breaking news.
Yeah. No.
That when James plays that, it makes people think John's going out with Devin. It's not that. There's a different
I think people
gal.
Hear this is the news and assume
well,
that it's
Well, I mean, we say John's
news.
Got a girlfriend,
yes.
And then you play Devin's voice. I could see how that would confuse people.
Oh.
I mean, you know, come on.
That's true. Well, my girlfriend is involved with the news, which is why he's saying this is the news also.
Involved with the news?
Don't open that can of worms.
He's opening up information.
They're going to go digging, man.
I mean,
I hadn't even thought of that when I hit the drop.
See,
but
I
there
thought
you
maybe
go.
That's
yeah.
why you were doing that.
Okay. I mean, you take it as far as you're comfortable
it's
taking it.
It's because I just
John.
Didn't want to hit the actual breaking news sounder, so it was like a nice in between. Yeah.
What Seth was just saying
was
about John.
Listen to Seth.
John
he knows
was about
what he's talking
John
about.
Was about to disclose information, and Seth Joyner just went Pat Riley and said,
"You should keep your mouth shut."
Okay, we'll say. Let's get some calls in here. Let's talk.
Yeah, I've got an affinity for you, John. I'm just trying to protect you, man. These guys in here. That guy sitting next to you, he's trying to cut your throat. Man.
No, I love my man. I'm looking out for him too. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk
Joe,
to
yeah,
what?
I trust Joe.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to
Usually.
Anthony. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Tone?
Hey, good morning.
Anthony, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Seth, so great to hear your voice, man.
I was
a big fan. Joe, I love you. I love you to death, man. But I was actually calling in, man, to say, what are we doing? Listen, I get that Jalen is not all world. He's not, you know, some of the things that you're saying is true, but let's, you know, be real about who we're dealing with here. So Jalen comes to Philadelphia, right? He first year, 2021, he's 9-8. He doesn't have the best year, but he has a great, you know, great year for a first year guy. His second year as a starter.
I won't say great. I'd say it was decent. Look, I think they benefited from a very easy schedule and they ran the ball a ton, but it was a decent 2021. I'll say that.
For a first year start, he had a better first year, you know, than a lot of guys that are Hall of Famers. You know, their first years in the NFL.
Well, to be fair, it was his second year in the NFL. It was his first year as a full-time starter.
As a full-time starter.
Yes.
I'm 7 foot. I played basketball all my life. My first year playing as a pro overseas, being a full-time starter, I know that feeling. Jalen, his second year as a starter, full-time starter in the National Football League, takes us to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes, the best. Quarterback in the National Football League in that game. We didn't lose the game because of him. You know, the next year he comes back 2023. He doesn't have the best year, but he starts the season 10-1. Everywhere the guy has gone, he's a winner. At Alabama, he loses one game his entire 2 years there. He goes to Oklahoma. He's 32-5 all time in college. Comes to National Football League. He does everything that he's being asked to do. And I agree with Seth. I think at the end of the day, you know, I grew up playing basketball in North Carolina. I told you guys this the other day. I had the pleasure of playing on the best high school team in the state of North Carolina basketball for 4 years in a row. I also had
Was a guy named Mike on your team?
No. Michael Jordan as a freshman would have got cut.
Were you the guy that made the team instead of Michael Jordan?
No, but I also had the pleasure, right, of going to work Coach Krzyzewski's camp for 3 years in a row.
Yep.
And this guy was the most brilliant mind that I've ever talked to. My high school coach was a big fan of his. And one of the things he used to do after camp every day was sit down and talk to the younger coaches that were coming up. And the thing that I take with me, I coach now today, right? I coach high school basketball. The thing that he used to always tell younger guys, is that, younger coaches, is that guys don't have to love you. They don't have to, you know, want to come to your house and eat dinner with you. But if you want to win, you better make sure that the guys that are on your team, your 1A guys, that they respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't respect you, you don't win. And the reason I say that, and I'll let you guys go and talk about it, is because when I have frustrations with certain coaches, when I play basketball, whether it was in college, Division I basketball, or overseas, as a man, when I started to come into my own, the important thing for me to do was to get in a room and sit down and talk to my coach. Because if I lost respect for you, buddy, it was going to...
Well, Anthony, it sounds like Sirianni and Hurts may have gotten on the same page a little bit more than they had been. And if they did, that's great. Anthony, I have two requests for you, of you.
Yeah.
Request one, because you are a sensational caller. Please call us more often. You're a great caller. Request two, I ask specifically that you call in about 2 years. And while we may have done this Jalen conversation many times between now and then, let's really revisit it in 2 years and find out where things stand. Fair?
I think that's fair.
All right, Joe,
I agree with you. Listen, I'm not saying that the guy's all world, but what I'm saying is when I look at a guy that has the kind of character that he does, that shows up and can work through his mistakes and gets better. Listen, it was us. It was the Eagles, right? Jalen was never a great pocket passer. That's not what got him to the NFL.
Yeah.
He was a winner. And at the end of the day, we decided, the Eagles, whether it was the coaching or the front office, we decided that we wanted to make him this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Guy that could stand in the pocket, and maybe he will become that. But
yeah, all right, Anthony, we got to get to a lot, but good call, my man, and I appreciate that. Seth, let's get to the defense. Simple question. I don't know if it's a simple answer. Is the Eagles' defense good?
They have the potential to be good.
But not currently.
Well,
I mean, I would not say yes. I'd say I'm getting closer, but I'm not there to say I would say yes. Sounds like you're not ready to say
listen,
yes either.
I was encouraged. The problem
that's
that
fair.
They,
yeah.
The problem that they have is they face two teams in back-to-back weeks who either couldn't run the ball or decided not to run the ball. You want to know the one player yesterday that scared me the most before kickoff? The Tyrone Tracy Jr. kid, the running back for the Giants? They never gave him the ball. They gave him the ball like two times in the first half. That kid is a hell of a running back, and you watch. He is going to be – he's going to explode once he gets in the right situation. Defensively, they have to play more press and they have to blitz because just straight up, I don't think they're good enough straight up. You know, they don't have that premier pass rusher straight up. So they have to do some things. They have to take some chances.
Yeah.
How many sacks are we talking for our inside linebackers? Like N'Kobe Dean with two sacks yesterday.
Yeah, Zach Bond had
two. Is he going to have double-digit sacks?
No. Listen. Zach Bond had two the first week of the season. against the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly.
How many has he had since then?
Yeah. Not many.
Well, I mean, Vic did a good job of scheming up and getting to Kobe running through, you know, on some blitzes where he wasn't blocked yesterday.
We got a lot to get to. I want to ask you one question before time's yours. We could tell right away Quinyon Mitchell is a baller.
Mm-hmm.
Is Cooper DeJean a baller?
Absolutely.
He looks like it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know who else I love? Mm-hmm. I love Kelee Ringo.
Good.
I really do.
Good.
I really do. At some point in time, I like to see him get a little more playing time. I think the secondary for the first time is in really, really good shape. And having Sidney Brown back, I think that's going to create some three safety situations for Vic, but it also is going to create some competition on the back end.
Oh, yeah.
CJ's going to have to start stepping up.
Perfect.
Blankenship's going to have to start stepping up, you know, and getting it done because they're going to have to play that young
guy. Is it possible that they Reed Blankenship is not good enough to – Reed or CJGJ are not good enough to stay on the field?
Not this year. This year. I just think that Sidney gives them versatility. And it creates competition. Now, you just signed CJGJ to, a three-year deal? Pretty good money. And Reed's probably coming up in another year or two. So, how he's going to have some decisions to make, especially if Sidney Brown can come back and start progressing like he was, before the knee injury last year. But, we'll see.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, after an Eagles win and the announcement of John having a girlfriend, I look forward to Time's Yours, which is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Let's go, John. Richie in your face. Joe.
I guess I have a girlfriend that I'm fascinated by.
That's right. Now that girlfriend. Let's go, John.
Thank you very much.
We ought to put that on T-shirts.
Okay, I think we need to revisit the name Hammer, as Saquon Barkley has proven to be much more of a hammer as of late than those others who take that name. So I think this Friday, Saquon Barkley should be eligible to beat the Hammer. Go Eagles.
Well, he's certainly eligible. I mean, he's not an employee, so he can compete and try to go for the prize. I mean, I would say it goes Dave Schultz, then Joe DeCamera, then Saquon Barkley.
Totally. Philadelphia Eagles turned quarterback Jalen Hurts into a handoff machine, and all of a sudden the offense looks great, and there's 7 points on the board. So I guess the key to the offense moving forward is just preventing Jalen Hurts from throwing the football.
Well, that's somewhat of what I think. Not as excessively as you're referring to or implying, but I think there is a strategy there.
177 yards rushing for Saquon Barkley. Keep feeding the dog. Feed the dog.
Look,
time's yours.
He's amazing, man. Incredible.
Yeah, I just heard a pretty cool stat about the Eagles. They're undefeated since John Ritchie announced he has a girlfriend. Time's yours.
Okay. Ooh. All right. I like that. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Did you decide against the uniform forever and ever now?
Which thing?
Did you decide against the uniform, baseball, Phillies, forever and ever?
No. Nah.
Is that the conclusion we reached?
No.
We were teetering.
Can I tell you the conclusion I'm at? Not so much on the uniform, but on the Phillies. And I'll talk about this more later in the week. People got to back off the Phils.
The Yankees
and Dodgers just made the World Series after getting eliminated in the first playoff round 3 years in a row. Just because you lose doesn't mean you're a bunch of bums that can't win the next year. I know they both made splash moves this past offseason, but I really do hope people take...
Did someone say they were a bunch of bums who couldn't win next year?
A lot of callers said the Phillies cannot win next year. And I just think that's inaccurate.
So that is inaccurate.
You gotta, for me... Can you look at the Yankees and begin to see the trend in the right directions, even though they lost the previous 3 years in a row?
Not really. I mean, they kept losing in the first series they would play in.
I understand that, but
I mean,
they
the Dodgers weren't even winning a game. James, didn't they get swept last year?
They did, yes.
But look at their roster, Joe.
Look at their roster. But look at the Phillies roster. My point is the Phillies are also in range of a title. Everyone, like, I'm not saying don't tweak some stuff, but I am saying I hope people, like, chill pill it a little bit.
If they don't learn how to play small ball in certain situations and try to move the runner over and stop swinging for the fences every single time, I'm telling you, this will be like Groundhog
Look,
Day.
Seth, I get it, but I'll say this. I get offended as a Phillies fan, who is also a Sixers fan, equal. The Philly side of me gets offended when people lump the Phillies in with the Sixers. I think it is so unfair. I mean, the Sixers have not won one playoff series in 7 years that they weren't supposed to win, that was a galvanizing victory. The Phillies gave us incredible thrills.
But that doesn't mean the Phillies don't deserve to be crushed for the way the last two seasons have ended.
I agree with you. What I disagree, and I've stated it since last week when this all started,
the people that say
they can't win, I disagree with that.
I'll never say what someone can or can't do because I don't know what's inside that person or that group.
Yeah.
But what I will say is I don't believe that they can win with the brand of baseball that they play.
Absolutely.
I just don't think so.
Because
your pitching has to be hot at the right time, and they went cold.
They did. But I'll trust that staff.
And you got to hit the ball, and they can't all be home runs.
All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin Chevy has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John, the poll question, how do you think people voted? We asked them to be honest. Before the play began, did they like Sirianni going for fourth and three from the Giants 41 in the second quarter? Yes or no? How do people vote, John?
I'm going to say aggressiveness is applauded. 64% say yes.
53 say yes. 47 say
liars.
No.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.